Live in the way of Christ.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Ephesians 4, verses 17 and 18.
I have noticed in my life that I need Jesus continually to liberate me from my own mind. I have noticed that although I am a Christian, I need Jesus daily to rescue me from a hardened heart. I have noticed that I need Jesus around the clock to guard me from sinful habits and patterns. I have noticed that I need Jesus dawn to dusk to keep saving me from myself, that I cannot make it on my own, although I'm a Christian. What have you noticed about yourself?
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely, you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verses 20 to 24.
I have noticed that I need the truth that is in Jesus, day and night, to rescue me from my darkened understanding. I have noticed that I need Jesus moment by moment to put off my old self, which seems to be corrupted with wrong beliefs, many wrong beliefs. I have noticed that I need Jesus 100 times a day to change my attitude. I have noticed that I need Jesus, the Savior, to create me in me a new self, one that is like God in true righteousness and holiness. I have noticed that I cannot put on this new self by myself, but that I need Jesus to put it on me. I bless you to notice that you too need Jesus every day, moment by moment, to keep saving you, even if you already are a Christian. I bless you.